Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. 919-410-7735. You want to call in on what we're talking about dealing with today. Going to deal with a couple of things today. You know, I see what's going on with NATO and 44.9 president. But I want to talk about two very important things today. I want to talk about credit and I want to talk about stocks. And I want to talk about them in this sense. I'm going to give you a refresh on how to build up your credit score. Okay, so I want you to get a pen and paper out, follow these steps, and this will help build up your credit score immediately. And the reason I'm doing that is because I'm going to have somebody come on either this week or next week who specializes in business credit. And if we can build your credit up, he, you know, from talking to him yesterday, he's saying that if we can get people's credit to be at 700, they can qualify for $250,000 for a line of business credit, which will not be your credit on your personal Social Security, but on your IDN number when you create your business. So if I can get you guys to qualify for this $250,000 line of credit, this will give you an opportunity to go open up a business in your community to create jobs and create wealth for you and your community and your family. All I'm going to say is when I teach y'all how to do this, don't forget your boy. I'm the one who taught you how to do this. So I'm going to literally talk about fixing credit today so that you can get your credit score up, so that when this opportunity comes on with this guy, you guys can sign up and get this $250,000. All right. So I'm going to do that today. What I'm also going to do is give you some stock. All right, I'm going to give you some penny stocks that you need to look at. You might want to go and purchase. Like I told you yesterday, go open up an Ameritrade account. Let me see. Where else can you guys open up accounts where you can get this? Scottrade. You can go to Ameritrade. You can go to Scottrade. You can go to E-Trade. You can go to Charles Schwab. Open up your account. And once you open up an account, you can buy these penny stocks while they're cheap. And they will go up. They will continue to go up. Okay? And as they go up, you got to make a decision when to sell, when to hold, all this other stuff. So we're going to talk about that today. And you want to buy them in cash. You don't want to buy options or put none of that other stuff, because that's on a whole different scale. And that's when you're dealing with bigger money. Right now, when you're dealing with little money with a penny stock, where you're only putting $50 or $100 into it, you can just buy it cash. Okay? That's the simplest and easiest way for you guys to do it. And it's the easiest and quickest way for you guys to get a return. So buying it on money is the easiest and quickest way. So we'll talk about that today. So I want to start off the show with the credit. All right. Get your pens and paper ready. Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go? All right, let's go. The first thing you want to do when fixing your credit is go pull your credit report from all three major credit bureaus. That's Experian, Equifax, TransUnion. You can get that for free by just simply saying that you applied for something and you need to see your credit. If you haven't done that within a year or 90 days, I think they'll let you do, they'll give you a copy of it for free. Now, one of the things you can do is you can go to one of these websites that specialize in credit, like Credit Karma or something like that, and pull all three reports, and you can pay for the services. Now, the good thing about that is it gives you notification when your credit score is going up, when it's going down, when somebody didn't look at it. It gives you all these notifications on what's going on with your account. It gives you a notification when your credit limit has risen or a purchase has been made. It gives you all these notifications, and then it tells you how it's affecting your credit score. So I highly recommend that you do that, because this is a way for you to monitor your credit yourself. You know, you sign up for a year and you get to see what's going on with your credit. Okay. Now, after you pull all three of your credit reports, you can do this actually online, even through one of these sites. Challenge everything that's negative on your credit report. Challenge it. Now, whether it's yours or not, it's a reason I'm telling you to challenge it. Because they have to prove that the information that they're reporting is accurate. Now, a lot of times, they forget to answer. And if they forget to answer, that negative thing that's on your credit report is thus removed from your credit report. Now, you still owe it. It's still something you're responsible for. But if it's removed from your credit report, guess what happens? Your credit score goes up. All right? So you want to look at everything in your report that's negative, and you want to challenge it. You also want to make sure that the information is accurate when it comes to your name, when it comes to your address, when it comes to your city, when it comes to your employment. Let me tell you why you need to challenge that too. It's a small system of points that is used to calculate credit scores. Now, to me, this is all arbitrary and this is all crazy, because these credit agencies have nothing to do with the federal government. Nothing. This is something that they created and that everybody's bought into based on this creation. This is all arbitrary. This has nothing to do with lending or anything else in the government system. But everybody follows these guidelines so that they can justify whether they give you credit or not. All right? So you want all that information to be correct as well. You want your address to be right, your employment to be right, the name to be right, because it's somebody out here who has the same name that you do. And you want to make sure your information is correct, because if somebody has your exact same name, you may end up getting something reported on your report that's not even your report. And so you want to make sure all that information on there is correct. So, first thing you do, you go, you pull all three credit reports. Second thing you do, you challenge everything negative on the report. Everything. Third thing you do, you make sure everything is accurately correct when it comes to your name, your address, your employment, and everything else. Even prior employment and all that other stuff. So, literally, you want to do that. All right, now. After you do all this, what's the next step for you to do? Okay. Next step is this. If you got charge-offs, meaning you owe a hospital bill that's old, you got a credit card that's closed on you, you got a car that got repossessed, if you got anything like that on your credit report, what you need to do is this. You challenge it, like I said, But you call them directly, all right? And when you call them directly, you want to first do one thing. You want proof that they have the original paperwork or documentation dealing with whatever they're saying. Because usually what happens is this. Let me kind of break this down for you guys to understand why I'm telling you to do this. Let's say hypothetically you have a Capital One credit card. And the Capital One credit card closes. You don't pay the bill, it closes. You owe $1,000 to Capital One. Well, within 6 months of you owing this $1,000 to Capital One, it's on your credit report. But Capital One then sells it to somebody who's going to try to collect, a collection agency. They'll sell that debt for $250, $300. And then the collection agency is going to try to get the whole $1,000 back from you. That's how they make their money. All right? Because for Capital One, it's a charge-off. They're writing it off. It's dead debt. It's gone. It's over with. But for the collection agency, they're going to try to get all the money. So this is why you want them to be able to show you the real documentation. Because if they don't have the documentation that you signed up with Capital One, they can't come and collect that money from you. Now, if they do have the documentation, I'm going to tell you what you need to do next. I'm up against a break. So when we come back, I'll pick up from right there on what you need to do. This hour of the show is brought to you by Roof Defenders, roofdefenders.com. If you have a home, a commercial building, you got a garage, look, let Roof Defenders look at it for you for free. It's a free estimate. They'll come out, make sure everything is fine. Chicago, call 844-314-3336. That's 844-314-3336. Or go to roofdefenders.com. Don't wait till it's too late, y'all. Go get this free estimate. All right, when we come back, I'll pick up on what you have to do with the collection agencies and if they have proof from the original contract that you had. You're listening to the WB.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show is brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. It's a non-for-profit. Look, if you got an old junk car, if you got an old home, you can give this to the foundation. They will give you a tax write-out. They appraise it for you, come get it for you, take it over for you, give you the appraisal value for a tax write-off. And you're also helping to build you're helping to build wells for water in villages all over Africa. And some of these villages are 20 miles away from clean water. So people are walking 20 to 40 miles a day just to get clean water. So if you get that old junk car sitting around, I don't care if you're in the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, or anywhere in the United States, call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to the website ihrc-us.org, ihrc-us.org. Now, we went to break. I was telling you guys about how when you have something in collection, it's two things you want to do. First, you want them to produce the actual thing that you signed up for, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a car, and your car's been repoed or something like that, and it's a collection agency still trying to get it. And see, what happens is you'll have on your credit report, like I said, I gave the example that you had a Capital One card. You didn't pay it. They charged it off. So when you pull your credit report, you have the negative report from Capital One, but you also have the negative report from the collection agency, okay? So you get two things hitting your credit that's giving you a negative score. So you want the proof from the collection agency. If they don't have the proof from the collection agency, then this is what you want to do. If they do have the proof, this is what you want to do at that point. Let's say hypothetically you owe $1,000 to Capital One, and now Capital One is giving it to this collection agency. Like I said, the collection agency probably purchased that debt for about $250. You want to go to the collection agency and say, look, I'll give you $400 cash right now to get rid of this. But if I pay you this $400, I want you to give me something in writing saying that this debt is paid and you want it removed off my credit report. Now, let me tell you why you want this letter. Because if you pay the collection agency and they report it like they normally report it, it may take months to remove this off your credit report. Whereas if you pay them and you get the letter, you can fax this to all three of the main credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, and it'll be immediately removed off your credit report, okay? And the good thing about it is it will remove it from the point of the collection agency and Capital One. So you're getting rid of both of them, all right? So once that's removed, that's going to make your credit score go up. And you can do this with any debt you have like this, whether it's a repo car. And see, with the cars, it's even better because, see, let's say they repo your car, right? Let's say the original price of your car was $10,000. Now, your car is going to depreciate as soon as it comes off the lot. But let's say, hypothetically, when they repoed it, the car was worth $6,500. If they sell it at auction for $5,000, right? That $5,000 comes off your original $10,000 bill. So you owe $5,000. if you made payments, whatever you paid over the course of a year or 2 years, let's say you paid $2,500, that comes off. So really what you owe is $2,500. Now, it's been sent to collection agency, which probably brought the $2,500 debt for $500. You call them up and do the same thing. I'll give you $750. I need the letter. Wipe this out. Wipe this out. Okay? If you do that, you can get rid of the Ford credit reporting you and the collection agency reporting you. All right? Now, what if you got a medical bill? Somebody's asking. Let me tell you how you deal with the medical bills. Medical bills can be dealt with in one or two ways. All right? You can do what I just did with the collection agencies. You can do the exact same thing because they're buying it. You got to remember, they're buying the debt for pennies on a dollar. Like what we literally could do, like real talk, this is just a sidebar. If I got, if I got 100 people to put up $1,000, we would have $100,000. We could start a collection agency with $100,000. And we could go buy, we could take that $100,000 and go buy $1 million worth of debt. And then we would have to collect on that debt. Because you go in and you buy it for pennies on a dollar. So anybody that's a collection agency, the way you become a collection agency, you have to be liquid to a certain point. But you quite frankly, you're buying the debt with the hope of being able to collect all of the debt. That's why you're buying the debt. You're buying it for, you know, if it's $2,500, you're buying it for $500 and hoping that you can get the whole $5,000 that's owed on the debt. If you can't get the whole $5,000, then you just want to double whatever you pay for it. If you pay $500, you want to get $1,000 for it because you made $500 at that point. So this is what happens with the collection agency. So you can do this the same thing with the medical thing, but let me tell you the best thing to do with the medical situation. This is the best thing. If you have something that's owed to a doctor or a hospital, call the hospital directly and do the same thing. Look, I owe you $3,000. I got $1,200. Will you take this and wipe the debt clean? 9 out of 10 times, they're going to wipe the debt clean. Let me tell you why. Because most of the stuff that they're charging you for from that hospital thing is stuff that is so overpriced. Like, I mean, if you ever been in a hospital and got an IV, which ain't nothing but sugar water to rejuvenate you, right? Them things are $800. Did y'all know that? A Tylenol, two Tylenols, $500. So they know it's so overpriced, right? That if you come in and say, I got $1,200 of the $3,000, they're gonna work with you. And once you do that, they'll wipe it off your credit. Same thing. Get a letter. Wipe it off your credit. It gets rid of the collection agency too. Because see, now the collection agency can't collect. Now, somebody says they have a court date for a collection agency coming up. Yes, you should go to court and you should make a deal with them in the courtroom. You say, hey, look, I'm willing to pay you X amount of dollars. I need this amount of time to pay it. But I want something saying that this is wiped off my credit at that point. So you have to understand it. You have to understand it. And see, the same thing, if the debt is sold, that's fine. It can be sold. That's the collection agency. That's the collection agency. And if the car was written off as a bad debt, it's going to be, that's just like a credit card. It's going to be, if you don't pay, they write it all off as a bad debt, but it goes, somebody, they sell the debt to somebody. And once they sell the debt to somebody, that's who's coming after you for the debt. And this is why I'm telling you, you have to go talk to them and tell them, look, I need you to produce the paperwork that I actually owe this, or you need to stop reporting it. If they produce the paperwork, then you try to cut a deal with them. All right? So, we come back. I'll talk a little bit more about, somebody asked about bankruptcy. I'm going to tell you how that works when we come back. If you're in Chicago, go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com right now. If you got a home, you got a commercial building, you got a garage, look, don't wait till that garage caves in on your car, or it's an animal in your attic, or it's rain coming into your commercial building. Let them look at your roof for free. It doesn't cost you one penny. Chicago, make the call. Just be better safe than sorry. It don't cost you nothing. Why wouldn't you do this? It just makes sense. Call 844-314-3333. 3336, 844-314-3336, or go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com. We come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about bankruptcy and how it can help you. In fact, it's the only law for consumers that's on the books that is there to help. People think bankruptcy is a bad word. It's one of the best words in the English dictionary if you know how to use it. You're listening to the WB.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/16/19. See associate for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show is brought to you by the good folks at Human Rights Commission Foundation. It's not for profit. Literally, is taking your old junk cars, your old homes, and they're giving you the appraised value for a tax write-off. But what you're doing in return, besides getting a tax write-off, you're helping to provide water for villages all throughout Africa that don't have clean water. Some of these people walk up to 20 miles each way to get clean water. So if you got that old junk car just sitting there, or a house that just falling down, or something you don't want anymore, call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to the website, ihrc-us.org. I was talking to you guys about credit right now, if everybody's just coming in, and I've been telling people what they needed to do to take the steps to clean up the credit. Now, somebody asked about bankruptcy. Now, let me explain. It's two types of bankruptcies that you're normally going to qualify for unless you are a farmer or you own a business. Then you can apply for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But the two that the average person is going to apply for is a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. Now, with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, it wipes out all your debt, meaning that if you get credit card debt, any other kind of debt, you can file it, wipe it out, except for child support, IRS taxes, unless the taxes are over a certain age period, like 5 years or 3 years, and you've been doing your taxes every year up until that point. You can't get rid of student loan debt, okay? And you can't get rid of government-issued debt doing in a Chapter 7. Any other debt you can put in there. Now, with a Chapter 13, this is usually done when you have a home because you want to keep your home. Now, with a Chapter 13, it's a repayment plan where you literally put all your debt together and you make payments every month on the debt. Now, the good thing about a Chapter 13 is that usually you can get the interest removed off of whatever you owe, and you can get it into a position where you can pay a monthly fee of, let's say, normally your bills are $3,000 a month or $2,000 a month. You put them in a Chapter 13, it usually goes down to about $1,200 a month if it's $2,000 a month, or $1,500 a month. So you have an excess of $500 or $800 a month. You can do a Chapter 13 for 3 to 5 years, all right? Chapter 7 is usually done in 3 to 6 months. Once it's been adjudicated and everything has been done, you can get credit immediately with a Chapter 7. In fact, you'll get credit because they know you can't file Chapter 7 again for 7 years. Now, some people hear, well, this is going to stay on my credit report for 7 years. That's true and false, because you can challenge it, and, you know, it's not going to go off immediately, but over the years, you can get it off quicker than 7 years. But this is the thing. If you are in a lot of debt and you owe a lot of money, your credit is ruined anyway. At least with a Chapter 7, if you wipe out that debt, it'll be on your credit report, but you'll be able to reestablish credit. Because like I said, they know you cannot file Chapter 7 again for 7 years. Okay? Now, that's the good thing about the 7. The good thing about the 13, it allows you to bring the interest down on what you owe, like on your car loans and stuff like that. It allows you to consolidate all your bills and restructure your bill structure. And it gives you 3 to 5 years to pay it off. Now, once you're done with the Chapter 13, if you didn't pay everything off, you can then file a Chapter 7 for whatever debt is left or make a payment arrangement with the companies that you owe. It's up to you. It's all up to you. All right? Now, let me get back to fixing the credit part. All right? So once you do this with the collection agencies, with the hospitals and everything else, now, this is one of the most important things you can do to jump your credit immediately. Let's say you have $1,000 worth of credit card debt. You need to pay $800 on that debt. If you can get your credit card debt to be at 80-20, if you can get all your debt at 80-20, but just I'm just going to use credit cards for now. But if you can get your credit card debt to 80-20, meaning that you get 80% available and only 20% of the card is being used. So if you get a card that has a $100 limit, you only want to use $20 a month on that card. The other $80 you're never using. If you can keep that ratio like that, your credit will jump 50 to 70 points based on how much credit you have. Okay. The other thing that you can do that will jump your score immediately, if you have somebody in your life who has excellent credit, meaning a 680 or better, you can ask them to put you on their credit as an authorized buyer. Now, as an authorized buyer, you can be on their credit and not get a credit card. So you're not using their credit. You're just an authorized person on the credit. Now, why does that help you? Because if you're an authorized buyer, every time they keep their credit score going up, yours go up with theirs because you're an authorized buyer. This is a way that they can build up your credit real quick for you. It's called piggybacking. Okay? So if you got somebody in your life who has good credit, just say, hey, can you make me an authorized buyer? I don't need a credit card. I don't want to use your credit. I just need to be an authorized buyer so I can build up my credit. This is what a lot of credit repair agencies do. They'll put you on somebody's credit for 3 to 6 months to build up your credit quickly to get you a good score. Okay? So you can do these little bitty things, little bitty steps to build up your credit. Once you build up your credit, now you got to be smart about what the next move is. See, the reason I'm telling you about this and how to build up your credit is because I want everybody who's listening to create some kind of a business. And if you can create a business, no matter what it is, it can be selling cupcakes, it could be selling t-shirts, whatever you want to do. If you can build this credit score up to 680 or above to close to 700, you could qualify for a business loan. If you qualify for a business loan, then you use that as your line of credit for what you need to do. You take that line of credit, you open up stuff. You open up a brick and mortar store. You open up an online catalog or whatever you want to do. And then you use that money to live off of besides whatever other income you got coming in. And no, pure parent, it does not pull your credit down because, see, this is the thing. Let's say hypothetically, I make you an authorized user on my account. You're not using the account. You're not using the account. And so as long as I'm paying my bills the way I'm supposed to be paying them every month when they report, it's reporting as, you know, excellent credit. Well, because you're an authorized user and your name and social security number is up there, you get the same report that I'm getting. It don't pull my credit down at all because it's not adding more credit. Not adding more credit at all. Somebody asked, what if you get credit cards and you don't use them? Does that go against your score? You need to use your credit cards, even if it's just $10 a month. Because one of the things that they calculate in the scoring is, when do you use the cards and do you pay your bills on time when you use the cards? And so it's not about how much you spend, it's do you use them at all and do you pay the balance? So that it actually it helps your score more if you use the card once a month and pay it off than if you don't use it at all. Okay? This is why I keep telling you about the 80-20. The 80-20, you only want to use 20% of the card. The other 80%, you don't have to use it all. Okay? But that's why I told you this is completely arbitrary on how they're doing this. Because it's a formula, it's a system. And see, everybody thinks this FICO score, you hear FICO score and you think that's the score. Well, it's three different FICO scores. It's a FICO score that deals with credit. It's a FICO score that deals with buying like cars and stuff like that. But it's also a FICO score for dealing with mortgages. It's also a FICO score for personal loans. And all of them have a different calculation on what's important and what's not important when they're adding up your FICO score. You may be sitting at a 720 on your personal credit score for cars and credit card loans, but that same 720 might be a 610 on the mortgage side. And if you don't understand the difference, you don't understand what you need to do to get the FICO score up for the mortgage. Now, what happens with the mortgage FICO score is they're not just looking at how you pay the debt. They're looking at how much debt you have. So your debt to income ratio plays a huge part on the FICO score on the mortgage side. All right. So adding somebody to your credit is not going to pull your credit down. Now, when we come back, I'm up against a break. I'm going to give you these stocks because we're losing some markets because we're going into the second hour. So get your pen and paper out. I'm going to give you penny stocks that you need to be looking at and that you need to be trying to get purchased some if you want to get into this. All right. This hour of the show is brought to you by Roof Defenders, roofdefenders.com. If you're in the Chicago, Atlanta area, you got a commercial building, you got a home, you got a garage, don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till something happens. Get this free examination on your roof today. It don't cost you one penny. It just makes sense. Logically, it makes sense to do this. I mean, just logically, it makes sense. Go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com, or call 844-314-3336. All right, when we come back, get your pens and paper out. I'm going to give you the stocks for the penny stocks that you need to be looking at. You're listening to WB.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
We save a life from a catastrophe every 11 minutes. For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-258-0566. That's 800-258-0566. 800-258-0566. Call 800-258-0566.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce David Stolman, CEO of Exec Vision. David, what is Exec Vision? What are you guys doing?
Exec Vision is a call coaching software platform that drives human behavior change and empowers employees to get better.
Wow. How large or how small is this company?
About 50 employees.
And where are you from originally?
Grew up in New York and then moved to Colorado during my teenage years.
What kind of sports did you play?
All of them. Basketball, baseball, soccer, tennis, skiing.
What was your role in the basketball team?
I was a point guard.
So what's the personality trait of a point guard?
Aggressive, leader, wants to take control, wants the ball in their hands so that they can make the decisions.
Well, what's that have to do with your being a point guard, with your being the CEO of Exec Vision?
Yeah, I think the characteristics are the same. At the end of the day, the accountability of a CEO, of the business, starts and ends with the CEO. It's you succeed or you fail with the decisions that you make. Now, the team behind it is the reason you succeed or fail, but you have to be the one that's guiding the ship.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you were involved with skiing. Why did you like skiing?
Risk, danger.
Okay.
Being able to push your limits and boundaries, there is, you can pretty much be as daring and as scary at any moment as you want, depending upon where you're skiing.
So when's the first time you bit off more than you could chew?
Honestly, probably before I could even remember. I've been skiing since I'm three, which seems sort of impossible now. But I have an older brother. I'm the youngest of two, but my older brother is a bit of a daredevil and not sure that he cares about his own safety or the safety of others around him at times. So I skied with him. And because he was 5 years older, we went to places where a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old probably shouldn't be skiing.
Mm-hmm. So how do you balance that love kind of or seeking out of risk and the idea you can probably save any situation? How do you balance that with being a CEO of a growing company and having to employ 50 people and keep them employed?
I think it's about being prepared. You have to know your boundaries and still be able to push them. You know, I'm a sales guy, so you think about quotas and you think about goals, and those are different things that people don't realize. So it's the same thing with anything that you're trying to do, is where am I currently and how far can I go and what do I need to do to get there? So again, I think when you're skiing, you want to push the envelope, but you only want to do it in a stepwise fashion to ensure that you don't kill yourself.
Surely.
What did your mom do for a living?
My mom was a stay-at-home mom.
And how about your father?
My dad's an entrepreneur. He's an architect and has always started his own businesses doing things related to design around architecture, but mm-hmm. again, always trying to find sort of the right path to build a business. Mm-hmm.
What would you say you bring to work from each of them?
Oh, my mom, tiger mom, but a perfectionist as well. The expectation was you are perfect. So if you got a 97, what happened to the final 3 points? Why didn't you get 100? Not congratulations, you were number one in your class. And at the time, it's kind of annoying and terrible, but in hindsight, it sort of drills into you what good really looks like and how your expectations of yourself should be higher than where you end.
And what did you get from dad?
Sales, entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. My dad's always selling. He could sell anything to anyone at any time.
You mentioned when you were a kid that you were working in a restaurant, you were washing dishes and then bussing tables. What did you do different than the other kids that washed dishes and bus tables?
Yeah, again, a lot of it wasn't that young kids were doing it. I did it because I wanted to get ahead. I wanted to be a waiter. But the only way to get a waiter job is you need waiting experience, mm-hmm. which seems kind of silly. Mm-hmm. But the only way to get waiting experience is work your way up. Mm-hmm. So that job starts at a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And you have to take your dishwashing job, even though it's the bottom rung of the ladder, as if it was the restaurant general manager. And it's coming to work every day, regardless of what the job is, with professionalism to do the job better than anyone else that's doing that job.
So you're the CEO of a 50-person company, but you don't think anybody owes you anything. You worked hard from the ground up as a busboy, and you did it with pride, didn't you, in order to become a waiter. It's like you believe in working hard each step of the way. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, and we run our business the same way. It's a meritocracy. So if you've been with us for 2 months or 2 years, when the next job comes open, it's anyone's able to apply, and anyone that is qualified and demonstrates why they should be doing that next position will get the job.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what your whole business is about, is creating a meritocracy? Isn't that what the benefit of your software is you really can find out who's great at doing what, and therefore they deserve the opportunity?
Absolutely.
So you really believe in merit.
I do. At the end of the day, you put in what you get out, and that's the way it should be. People shouldn't get ahead just because they were there first.
All right, and you're walking the walk and talking the talk, so I got it. I got it loud and clear. You know, you're the one who worked hard as a busboy. Brian, what are you thinking?
David, are you a team player?
I am now. I wasn't when I was younger because it was about me, and it was about getting ahead, and it was about sales. And those skills don't necessarily translate to being a CEO or a business leader. So I'm a late bloomer in that too, and I've had to learn from a lot of failures about expectations and setting that your expectations of yourself on other people. And now it's less about my expectations on them, and it's understanding what their expectations of themselves are, and how to help them accomplish what they need to. So it's happened over a long period.
Yeah, you're working at earning the role of CEO. It sounds to me like you're being critical of yourself. You know, what should I be doing better in order to continue to earn my role as CEO? Brian, what else are you thinking?
How do you mold potential? What are those nuggets? What do they look like?
It's a great question. I think it starts with who you hire first. So we hire for cultural fit. We hire for attitude. We hire for hard work, passion, and dedication. We don't hire for have you done this role before. And I think if you start with the right mold of the right person, and you're always trying to hire people that theoretically could take your job, and then it's spending a lot of time with them one-on-one every week to understand what are their objectives, what are their goals, how are they driving themselves to getting there, mm-hmm. and helping them work through those challenges.
What's the website address for Exec Vision?
execvision.io.
Let me have that one more time.
execvision, execvision.io.
Excellent. We've been speaking with David Stillman, CEO of Exec Vision, here on Executive Leaders Radio. John, can you give us a rundown on who else we've had the opportunity of speaking with?
Please? Our first guest today was Chris Marquez, CEO of National Capital Contracting. Our second guest was Alan Roberts, managing partner of Lipst, Roberts, and Marquez. Our third guest was Yuman Tsang, CEO and founder of Churn Zero. And we just talked to David Stillman, CEO of Exec Vision.
I would like to thank my co-hosts, including Shirley Mowry, Hertzbach, Brian Jefferson, Cressa, and John Shuhori, Greybeard Coaching, for giving me hand structure and the questions. Hope you're providing a listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
We nailed that. That was a great show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.